Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, they say movie theaters will be opening again in Toronto, but aside from drive-ins, so far, nada. In the meantime, there's still lots of movies to watch at home, so this week I'm looking at three new ones from the US, Canada, and Japan that deal with crimes and punishments. There's a man on parole trying to stick to the straight and narrow, a cartoonist driving on a dangerous highway, and a caregiver caught up in a twisted path of vengeance and betrayal. Tijuana Jackson, Purpose Over Prison, written and directed by Romani Malco. Tijuana Jackson, played by Romani Malco, or TJ, is a bodacious and bombastic speaker who operates out of a prison cell in Florida. He has a shaved head and a goatee. TJ has great ambitions as a life coach and motivational speaker, skills honed through years of practice. But once he's released back into the real world, his captive audience is gone. His life is still centered on cigarettes, cheap suits, and mixtapes, but the world has changed. He moves back in with his deeply religious Mama Jackson, his adult sister Sharia, and his devoted nephew Lil Eric Jackson, played by Alioka Brunson. He tries to recreate his previous life in his new home. There's a payphone in his bedroom, and Lil Eric passes him contraband messages through cracks in his windows. But it's just not the same. And he's under the constant watch of his angry sister and Cheryl, the strict parole officer with whom he shares a history. If he doesn't straighten up and fly right and find a job soon, it's back behind bars. He tries working as a life coach unsuccessfully by hustling random people he meets in a city park. Fortunately, he still has one chance: appearing on a reality show. It's run by Toastmasters, with competitors taking turns as motivational speakers. But can he make it to the audition on time and become a media star? Or is it just a revolving door back to prison? Tijuana Jackson is a comedy mockumentary that looks at life within the carceral system, both inside and out, in an exaggerated but still realistic way. Everything he says is recorded by a film school student named Rachel, who follows him everywhere with her cameraman. So, is it funny? Yeah, pretty funny. Not so much the simplistic plot as TJ's persona. And it's one Malco's been polishing for years in a series of monologues on YouTube called Prison Logic. This is just the movie version, but I liked it. Random Acts of Violence, directed by Jay Baruchel. Todd, played by Jesse Williams, is an indie comic book writer and artist who lives with his partner Kathy, played by Jordana Brewster, in Toronto. He's famous for his gruesome series about Slasher Man, a sadistic serial killer. Slasher Man wears a metal wrestler's mask and arranges his victims' corpses in grotesque artistic poses. Although Slasher Man has many fans, Todd plans to finish the series up as soon as he can figure out a good ending. So they're going on a road trip to the States with Kathy, his geeky publisher Ezra, played by Jay Baruchel, and his assistant artist Aurora, played by Niam Wilson. They're heading down towards New York City for a Comic-Con, but taking the scenic route, stopping at comic shops on the way. But the America they encounter south of the border is a scary and dangerous place, full of cheap motels, gas stations run by distrustful rednecks, and black vans with tinted windows. And they're driving on the I-90, the highway where the real Slasher Man, or someone like him, had a reign of terror back in 91 before disappearing for good. But now he seems to have awakened again with a series of killings. Murders that exactly mimic Todd's own comic books. And as the killer gets closer and closer, they start fearing for their own lives. Who is this killer? What is the connection? And are they somehow to blame? Random Acts of Violence is a psychological thriller horror with a stylized look. It inserts comic book images, especially during the credits, with spooky scenes of terror and horrific violence. The slasher movie aspect is totally predictable. We've seen it all before, but the telling is done in an unusual way. So if you're in the mood for something scary and bloody with characters you want to watch, this is a good one. A Girl Missing, written and directed by Fukada Koji. Ichiko, played by Tsutsui Mariko, is a middle-aged woman who lives in a quiet suburb north of Tokyo. She's pretty and unassuming, a nurse who goes out of her way to help others. She's worked for many years as a caregiver for the Oishi family, headed by an elderly matriarch who was once a well-known artist, but is now in her last years. And she serves as a mentor for the granddaughters, Saki and Motoko, selflessly spending her free time with them so they can study for cram school at a nearby coffee shop. The tall and gawky Motoko, played by Ichikawa Mikako, declares she's planning her whole life to follow in Ichiko's footsteps. Ichiko is dating a much older doctor, a single dad with a mentally disabled son, and they plan to get married soon and move in together. Everything's going fine until something terrible happens. Saki, the youngest sister, is kidnapped and held captive for a while. And when she's rescued, it turns out the kidnapper is Ichiko's own nephew. An introverted 20-year-old. Now, her job, her marriage, indeed, her whole life is in jeopardy for something she didn't do. Will the relentless tabloids discover the connection? And how will this crime affect her life? A Girl Missing is an ingenious, astounding, and very disturbing psychological drama about the compelling character of Ichiko, as she changes from an unassuming nurse to something quite different. It's told simultaneously in two parts as she experiences the fallout of the kidnapping and a number of years later when she encounters a younger man named Kazumichi, played by Sosuke Ikematsu. By simultaneous, I mean the movie switches back and forth between the periods as the two stories unfold, always chronologically, but without explicitly telling you the time period you're watching or the connection between the two. Tsutsui Mariko's portrayal of Ichiko is masterful as she goes through these monumental and unexpected changes. This is a really great movie. Random Acts of Violence premiered at a drive-in theater earlier this week in Toronto. Tijuana Jackson is available on VOD, and A Girl Missing is now opening in the U.S. and coming soon to Canada. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.